Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Women's Magazine. I'm Kate Raphael. We begin today by remembering an important voice for peace, justice, and women's rights in Palestine. Maha Abudaya, director and co-founder of the Women's Center for Legal Aid and Counseling in Jerusalem. Her colleagues at the Women's Center remember her as a visionary leader and untiring servant of the Palestinian women's movement. After receiving her bachelor's degree in English education and history at the University of Tennessee, she began her career in human rights work at the Quaker Center for Legal Aid for Palestinian Political Prisoners. While there, she began to recognize the specific needs of Palestinian women. In 1991, with several other Palestinian women, Maha co-founded the Women's Center for Legal Aid and Counseling in Jerusalem, now a leading women's rights organization dedicated to developing a democratic Palestinian society based on the principles of gender equality, social justice, and human rights. Maha also served on the board of the Palestinian Agricultural Relief Committees and of Equality Now, an international organization dedicated to promoting the rights of girls and women. Jessica Neuwirth, former president of Equality Now, recalls her first meeting with Maha in 2000.
We had just started an office in Kenya, and that office convened a meeting of lawyers from around the world. And someone, a Middle Eastern expert, had recommended Maha, knew about her work, and she came to that meeting in Nairobi. I actually thought for many, many years that she was a lawyer. Because she was just so well-versed, and she talked like a lawyer in some ways. And so she came to that meeting, and she made just some extraordinary interventions, really thoughtful comments, and was just extremely striking in terms of how much she had thought about really important issues of social justice and advocacy. And so that was the first time I met her, and we stayed in touch, and soon after that, joined the board of Equality Now, which she stayed on all the way through and really helped build the organization and give it, I think, the spirit that it has. Right after 9/11, she came and addressed the Afghan Women's Summit that we organized and made a very powerful speech there that I think the Afghan women really appreciated about how to organize in a difficult time. And on the board of Equality Now, both in terms of helping build a global organization and always bringing back and forth ideas from the international level to the national level and her work, both politically but also organizationally in building the Women's Center for Legal Aid and Counseling. It was just a very synergistic relationship. She became a very, very close friend of mine over the years. I just admired her so much and learned so much from her. She was really an incredible guide to me, to the women's movement, and just so much thinking about how social change works.
What would you say was particularly unique and valuable about her insights or her understanding of the women's movement in the context of other social movements?
I think she was one of those people who could just operate at any level, at the top levels of policy. I was with her in many meetings with top government officials, foreign ministers. You know, I think she was UN officials. She was just equally effective in meetings with those types of kind of top-level policymakers as she was at a more grassroots level with activists in the field. She just understood the significance of integrating that policy level with that grassroots outreach and bringing ideas back and forth so that people operating in places like the UN would be better informed about how policies affect people on the ground, and that the views and experience of people on the ground would feed into the creation of those policies. She was a very principled person. I think she had a tremendous amount of integrity and, you know, was always watching out for the interests of people and making sure that their voices were heard, especially when people were talking about them, to make sure that they were part of that conversation.
On a personal level, tell us a little bit about what she was like.
As I said, I think before, I think she was a very thoughtful person, a very kind person, very compassionate person, and a very calm person. I think she was always in the middle of just such chaos in the region and, you know, always watching cycles of violence, and it's, I think, so hard in that context not to despair. I recently found a quote that she had given me once that we had used on the website for the Women's Center for Legal Aid and Counseling, and she had written, "We don't have the luxury of despair. In times of crises, we must provide hope and leadership whilst inspiring the next generation of young women." I was really moved by that, and I think she lived that. She didn't just say it. I think she had plenty to despair about over the years, and she also personally suffered a lot in terms of her health. And she faced those challenges with a kind of quiet courage. She never complained, and, you know, she was always working and just living her life to the fullest. And she was really, I think, a role model for so many people, including me.
Maha Abudaya was awarded the French Republic Human Rights Award in 1998 and was the recipient of the Ms. Woman of the Year Award in 2002. Together with Terry Greenblatt of the Israeli women's peace group Bat Shalom, she spoke to the United Nations Security Council in 2002. The two women, representing the Palestinian and Israeli women's organization Jerusalem Link, demanded deployment of an international peacekeeping force and a greater role for women in the peace process and in civil society of both countries. In this video clip, Maha Abudaya explains the deep connection between the social issues addressed by the Women's Center for Legal Aid and Counseling and the larger political issues of war, Israeli occupation, and Palestinian human rights.
My background and my experience is in mainstream human rights, and I found that, of course, and the slogan is human rights cannot be divided. And for me, respect for Palestinian human rights at the public level requires respect of Palestinian human rights at the private level. When I saw that everybody was talking about general Palestinian human rights, I wanted to deal with the private sphere. And that's the whole idea behind the establishment of Women's Center for Legal Aid and Counseling almost 20 years ago. However, also, the connection between the private and the public is very powerful. After focusing on women's rights issues only in the Palestinian context, I found that we are just doing a band-aid treatment. Unless we address the root causes of what increases the rate of violence against women in our context, we will be only just treating women as individual clients, but not really addressing the root causes of the conflict. Not negating the patriarchy, but also militarism, conflict, military violence, has a severe impact on our society. Impoverishment of the community, putting the community in Bantustan-like situation, restricting the movement, especially of men who are unable to work and earn their living, because in our culture, men are the ones who are supposed to work outside and support their families, and women take care of the children. When those roles are forcibly changed without due preparation and protection, then that disconnects the family from the inside. One of the various reasons, many factors, but that's why I feel like women have a say in any kind of peace negotiations. Women look for human security, peace from within, because that will be the roots of the peace from without. If you don't have peace from within, you cannot have outside peace. And that's when we moved from the private to the more public. And that's when I say any peace negotiations must address the basic needs of the Palestinian security society, of the society, and particularly women. If those basic needs are not addressed, then it's not a real peace. And my concern is there was so far no real concern about looking at the root causes of the Palestinian-Israeli conflict and deal with the root causes of the Palestinian influence. It was only to manage the conflict. And when you want to just manage the conflict, so the negotiation is between closed groups of people, military leaders, some politicians, without connecting it to both communities. But that is also a proof that it's a failure. If the communities are not involved in any kind of peace negotiations, no peace agreement signed between leaders will succeed.
Maha Abudaya died yesterday morning after a long struggle with cancer. She was 63. Her remarkable life is distinguished by her achievements as a Palestinian feminist, human rights activist, leader, and thinker, and by her integrity, perseverance, and unrelenting commitment to promoting women's human rights locally and internationally. We send our thoughts to her husband and daughters, her colleagues at the Women's Center for Legal Aid and Counseling and at Equality Now, and especially to our colleague, Margot Okazawa Ray, who is now in Palestine for her funeral. Her family and colleagues have established a memorial fund in her name at Donor Direct Action, an international network to support the human rights of women and girls. To donate in her memory, go to donordirectaction.org/WCLAC.